We will now open testimony on 1253 for out-of-town proponents or opponents. Out-of-town proponents or opponents. So we'll start with proponents.
You are going to take this up later for those of us in
town? Yes, we'll take action on Wednesday, Jennifer. I'm sorry. We obviously.
Absolutely fine.
But I know you had people who have come and have not testified yet. So proponents. Thank you. As you can see, appreciate your patience. We've been dealing with many issues, and we're on a timeline like everybody. So if you please introduce yourself and present.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Committee. My name is Larie Rumbles. I'm here on behalf of myself. I'm from Mitchell, South Dakota. My husband and I currently have our son in the Custer boot camp. We were asked to come up here to speak on behalf of this. Our son was placed originally with DOC in March of 2000. He went through the boot camp. He was released in August of 2000 to his father and myself. They talked recently in some newspapers around the state in regards to things not being marked out in letters coming home, letters not being sent. My husband was just currently this weekend on Saturday out in Custer speaking with our son. Our son now states that letters are set up on a shelf, sat there so that the guards can read them and determine if they're appropriate to be sent home. He stated to my husband that one child had written 10 letters and had yet to have one sent out. These children are terrified to talk to anyone involved in law enforcement or government, that if they feel it's going to get back to somebody where they're going to be harmed. There's nobody going to tell me that the things that our son has told us coming home after being in Custer of things that are going on there and the abuse and neglect that is happening. This is stuff that as a parent I would be arrested for. And these children are not going to go to John Ellis and tell him that this is happening to me because he's scared to death. My son on Saturday told my husband that he was hauled into the colonel's office on Thursday and told that his letters would no longer be stamped juvenile correctional facility, because I was here on Wednesday in regards to that. My son had no idea I had been here. He had no idea what they were talking about. But his mother was in Pierre talking to the representatives and the legislators in regards to his case. This is wrong. What's going on, what they're telling you, is not up front. And I respect all you people for taking time out of your jobs and time out of your lives and away from your families to be here every year. But what they're telling you is not all true, and it's not on a need-to-know basis. The people of South Dakota have a right to know what's happening at the Custer boot camp. And with that, I thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rumbles. Any further proponents?
Jim Rumbles.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Rumbles. Thank you.
Yeah. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, many members. The only thing I could add to what my wife stated is on this bill, going back over past meeting minutes and stuff, I don't feel that you people are being told what is going on. Mr. Ellis is probably a very honest man, but he works for the governor. And he's just like Mr. Bloomberg. It's on a need-to-know basis. And I don't believe you people are being informed of what is actually happening. And as far as the kids contacting Mr. Ellis, the way things are set up, there isn't any of them going to say anything to him because they know he works for the state. And they're not going to say anything to him because the counselors, the way they have it set up, know when they're going to, if they're going to drop something in the suggestion box. It's going to have to be a private person that doesn't answer to the governor, answers to a committee, and they're going to have to figure out a way where the children can voice their complaints without the counselors knowing about it. And that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Rumbles, for coming all this way. We appreciate your testimony. Any further out-of-town proponents that have yet to testify? That's, are there any, I mean, I understand, ma'am, you've testified before, but are there any other proponents from out of town? Okay. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Good morning. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Deb Phillips. I'm from Whitewood, South Dakota, and I am the West River Parents Coordinator for the Parents Who Care Coalition. I'd just like to add, I think Friday when I was here, I might have left some people with the intent or the idea that I was insinuating that we had bad people in our system working, and that's not the case. I really believe that we have some good people in our system that are working within the system, and I really believe they want to do the right job. I feel, however, their hands are tied. People, when I call people and ask them to call you, our legislators, to support a bill, people out there are so afraid to even call you people to ask either to support a bill or oppose it. People are afraid of their government these days, and we need to do something about that. And I think that we need to start with the juvenile corrections thing, and the ombudsman bill, I think, would help in that respect a lot. And I do believe, you know, possibly John Ellis might be the man for the job if he's got nobody over his head holding him down. People also, these people, we have to realize that people that work within the system, they need to have their jobs to support their family and to survive. We understand that. And that might keep them from doing the right thing. If we have a completely independent ombudsman, he will not have to worry about losing his job in order to do the right thing for our children in the system. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Phillips, and everyone who testified today. Obviously, Representative Gillespie will take this up Wednesday and give you a chance to take it in order, and appreciate the indulgence of the members who have traveled so far, individuals who have testified.